We previously discussed the Chofetz Chaim, the second chelik of the Hagdama, where the Chofetz Chaim explained to us which Aveira we're dealing with, and he shocked us with the news that Lashon Hara, the Aveira, is on the same Madrega as some of the big ones, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Domim. And we have to realize that the only way to misaken ourselves is to learn these halachas. The only way to get back the Beis Hamikdash for our tefillahs to be answered is al yedei shmiras haloshon, to watch what we say and how we speak. And obviously the best way is to manage the Rosh Hashiva. Zatzal told us that if a person learns two halachas a day, Beis Hashem, no one did not see a Yeshua from this unbelievable learning. So this is where we're holding today, Beis Hashem, on the third chelik of the Hadamah. We haven't actually started the halachas itself, but we're getting eventually towards that stage. So it goes like this. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ba'achshav olodas zois ma'ayin nasa alav hazeh, hefke kol kach l'ena harubu b'nei odom. How is it that this aveira has become so hefke amongst people? I have approximately a few reasons why this aveira has become so kokach hefka in front of everybody. Actually, we're the one before that. What was the reason why the Torah gave it such a chumra? Why is it that Lashon Hara is one of the most chumra aveiras that a person can possibly do and causes tremendous damage? What's the reason for this? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mishum shema'oyre b'zeh harbe es ha-mekadriga godlo al-klal Yisrael. Little do we realize that by speaking as few words of Lashon Hara about our fellow friends, what we're doing is arousing the prosecution against us. It's a terrible thing. Our speaking badly against other people, which means we're speaking Lashon Hara, automatically has the koyah, has the power to cause other people in other countries to die. The Chofetz Chaim goes on to tell us the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh. Let's learn together the interesting Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh, and I'm going to try and translate a little bit of what he's saying. There's a certain spirit that falls on anyone that speaks Lashon Hara. The Chad Misori B'nei Nosha B'lishno B'isha. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, who Barnash, or someone, when one person speaks Lashon Hara, even a group or one person, Disori B'lishno B'isha Kidein Isa Hu Rocha B'isha Misav D'Le'ilo D'Koru D'Sukso. That means that a person arouses this spirit, this impure spirit, and it starts fighting. V'iyu Sha'ore Aluhu Is Arusa D'Lishno B'isha D'Sha'oru Be'Bnei Nosha, and it rests on the speakers of the Lashon Hara. V'iyu Ol Eilo, and it rises higher and higher. V'gorim Bahu Is Ore D'Lishno B'isha, and it causes an arousal of the words that you spoke. Moisa V'Charuba V'Katoila Be'Alma, and it causes the death of people in the world. Woe is to those that bring up this terrible spirit. They don't guard their mouths and their tongues. They're not careful. And they have no idea that the inspiration in this world depends on the inspiration on the upper worlds, being the tav, being the bish, whether the good, whether the bad. In other words, what we're doing in this world, little do we realize, has an effect in what goes on in the next world. V'chulu de lotoin the asu oru lahai chevo rabo, and if a person speaks Lashon Hara, brings up the sotan lemebe dilutura al olma, and it talks bad into the next world. The kulu begin high is oru delishna bisha kalkaimo is oruso delayda sato, and we have to realize that the inspiration of this Lashon Hara that got taken to the next world started from us speaking Lashon Hara into in this world. The nucha loymish is ekabonis a gemara de'erchin. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is probably the understanding of the Gemara in Erechin. Kol ha-masapel Lashon Hara magdal avonis ad ha-shamayim. It's not a regular Aveira. A regular Aveira, you do the Aveira, the repercussions go on. Over here it's more than that. This is a gurum, this is a cause. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and he quotes the Gemara in Erech, and the Gemara says that when a person speaks Lashon Hora, he's bringing up aveiros to Shemayim, Shenema, Shatu b'Shemayim p'yem, u'l'shoinim ta'alech ba'aretz peirush, avshel u'shoineinu hu ma'alech ba'aretz, even though he's speaking here, avol piv shos b'Shemayim. He's accomplishing things in Shemayim. V'chenisa b'tonet v'elyon perikut ches, the words of bad that you speak against other people go directly hit, a direct hit to Kisei HaKovoid. Now here we can understand a little bit of an inkling to how bad it is when you speak badly against other people, what you're causing. It's not a regular avera, this is something very special. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there's another reason how great this terrible thing is on this avera. When a person speaks terrible things and his poigim is loshen, he desanctifies his tongue by speaking these terrible things. You yourself are the one who's stopping your beautiful tefillahs, your beautiful davening, your beautiful Torah, your beautiful bakoshes to Rebbeinu Shlom. You want those words to go straight to Shemayim, and there's one thing that stops it, said the Chofetz Chaim, it's these words of Lashon Hara. This is Lashon HaZoya, Kodesh Parish, but isn't this scary Lashon of the Zoya? Or Bahai Rucha Bisha Talya Kama Gerdinin Acharonin the Inu Memanin Lachto Milo Bisha Milo Tinufa the Apik Bar Nosh Mipume. There's forms of judgment for people that speak Lashon Hara, and every word of Lashon Hara that spoke has been connected. Abasa Apik Milin Kadisha, and that whether he speaks and he speaks words of beautiful Kodesh and lovely beautiful words of Torah and Tefillah. Vay loin vay l'chayeim, woe is them and woe is their lives. Vay loin b'hai alma, vay loin b'alma da'asi, in this world and in the next world. Begin the ilon ruchin, mesavin notlin ha'hu milod v'savo. A person has an evil spirit which is taking bad from the world, and it goes up for kad apik barnosh lebosa milin kadishin akadime ilin ruchim esava milay hum esava, and they go ahead of those words. In other words, what the Zohar is telling us, a tremendous thing, and that is the words of Torah that you speak is beautiful. But if before that you spoke something bad about your roommate, you spoke something bad about your chavrusa, about your parents, about your rebbein, whatever it is, those words overtake the beautiful words of Torah and tefillah that you uttered just a few moments ago, that you wish and go straight to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and they overtake that word and say, hold on a minute, stop right there. We got the bad words over here, and the sitra achra and the sot and everything that goes together with it goes and ties itself to those words. It weakens those beautiful words. Ad kan shoyne. Haloy nira, said the Chofetz Chaim. Ba'alu mazoya kodesh kol divrei ha-Torah tefillah shelonu ein oimdim ba'avei ha-shamayim. Little do we realize that the beautiful words of a shachris, of a psukah dezimra, of a shmone esra, of a kriish, of a birchas ha-Torah is waiting, hanging in shamayim in the air. The ein oimdim lamal, it doesn't get any further, it doesn't go higher. And we're sitting here looking at the tremendous sorrows that we're in, wondering when is Mashiach going to come and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us and give everything us good, and we're wondering why that's not happening. It's simple, because those words are just not getting anywhere, they're not penetrating, they're not reaching the Kisei HaKovod, because the words of Tumah that comes out of our mouth overtake those beautiful words. Because Shenamik B'zeh Inyan Nimtza Oid Yosi, you'll see even more Shemuvadu Ovin Pelili Biatzmo V'Kanal. Just as we've explained how bad this aveira is, Oidu Magdil Akilkul B'Choloi Lomois, it affects terrible things in the upper spheres. Or Machshech O'Mamad Oyun, it darkens the light. People are over this hundreds upon thousands and times during their lifetime. Right, eventually when you do an aveira again and again and again, it comes like a wagon wheel. Why is that? Take a very thin silk string, And you wind it around and around and around and around. For cold shkein b'cheta zeh, just imagine you take a very thin string and you wind it again and again. Eventually, what are you going to get? A very thick one. That's what it is about an avera like this. Something very small, but it gets more and it gets more and gets more. That's a regular avera. Said the Chofetz Chaim, the kol shekein b'cheda zeh shu chomu mitzalat zmad ma'oid u'rigin laval of harba v'harba loshem v'kama alofim pomim b'nei chayeyem. We've spoken about how bad it is. Said the Chofetz Chaim, not only once, not only twice, not only 50 times, not only 100 times. Hundreds upon thousands of times during your lifetime. Maybe more. You'll be speaking in Lashon Hara. And every single time you speak that has the effects of what we mentioned before. If nobody gets up and accepts upon themselves to stop and to prevent and to learn, there's no amount, there's no shear, there's no measure for the amount of bad that it could be doing. Rabbi said we have to realize again, this is lesson 3 of the Hakdom, and we haven't even started the halachas yet, and we see how bad the Lashon Hara is. And the Chofetz Chaim explained to us there's only one way, again and again, Chazara. And the Chofetz Chaim is explaining the only way out is a Kabbalah, is a Limud, and Baruch Hashem, this is what we're doing over here right now. But is Hashem, Rabbi said, join us next.